feel it now. It's all around me. A silent voice I can't deny. A mother's arms, how they surround me. They say
Day 37. The group from Germany has to perform many wonders. Those of you from Germany have to prepare such a group that in the future they will become instruments to serve you. In Satyug, everything works with automatic energy. Golden Age, everything works with automatic energy. Souls who will come in contact with you in Germany will become the instruments for such work. You will become masters. But those souls who are in contact with you will become instruments. Those of you from Germany have to do a lot of service. Children, when you remain courageous, the Father helps you. Continue to serve those who have come in contact with you. This is the Avyakta Murli of 14th January 1984. So how will the future age, the coming kingdom, will operate? Baba is hinting at that. The age that is about to come, the new world, the golden age, the paradise, that will operate on itself, by itself. Automatic energy. What does it mean? What does it mean? Yes. Baba is saying in Satyug everything works with automatic energy. Means... there's yet another Murli of 24th October 1981. See what Baba is saying here. Just as you go on a tour for a short time, so too you tour in the future. You will reach there in a second. It will not take long because accidents never take place. This is why there is no need for any speed limit. You can visit anywhere in just one day. You can tour the whole world in a day. This atomic energy is going to be useful for you. They are busy refining it. The power won't make you people unhappy. What element does the most service? Sun. The rays of the sun will show various wonders. All of these preparations are being made for you. There is no need to burn gas, coal, or wood. So no burning business. Everything will be automatic. This burning thing started from Copper Age. You will be free from all that. This cooking business. So everything will be automatic. You will continue to see many wonders. They make the effort and you will eat the fruit. Then you won't even have to put up these wires. Look at these many wires. So many are there. Everywhere there are wires and wires and wires. Without any effort, with your natural nature, you will have natural attainment. So anything which is natural, which is not forced, which is not artificial, has got some innate attraction. And that's why, if anything happens which is natural, it can stay with us for a long time. Any practice which is not natural, any practice which is forced upon us, and we are asked to do that, we might continue it for some time, but after some time, we just throw it off. But when something becomes natural, it can stay for a long time. Only then you will be able to attain total happiness from nature. Natural nature means your eternal sanskar. So vices are not our nature. That's why when we are stabilized in our own soul conscious stage, automatically we feel that power within. And the moment we move away from our nature and come in the grip of vices, a subtle restlessness starts within. There is yet another Murli. This is 30th January 1985. What Baba is saying about Golden Age. In the Golden Age, the five elements will become the means of happiness of the deities. The sun will prepare your food. Who will prepare? And so it will become the Bhandari. He will become the cook. In Golden Age, sun will be your cook. The wind will become your natural fan. You will not require any other fan. So no AC, no fan, no exhaust. You will have wind as your natural fan. It will also become a means of your entertainment. There will be wind, the trees will sway, the branches and twigs will sway in such a way that different music will automatically play through their movements. So it will become the means of your entertainment, doesn't it? The sky will become a royal route for you. Where will you fly your vimans? That sky will become your runway. Where else is there such a big highways? Is there one in the foreign land? No matter how many miles long you make it, it would still be smaller than the sky. Is there any road as big as that? Is there one in America? And it would be one where there are no accidents. Even if an 8-year-old child were to dive on it, he would not fall. Do you understand? The water will become your perfume. Itra. This water will become your perfume. Because of the herbs, the water of the Ganges is even more purer than any other water. Because of such fragrant herbs, there will be natural fragrance in the water. Just as the milk gives strength here, in the same way, water there will become powerful and clean water. Because this water will not be the ordinary water, because it has been mixed with herbs, life-giving herbs. That is why it is said, the rivers of milk will flow. All of you have now already become happy, have you not? In the same way, the earth will give such elevated fruit that whatever taste of fruit you want, the fruit of that taste will become present in front of you. So you will have very powerful fruit. There won't be salt or sugar there. So in this new world, there won't be any salt. Salt, what is the history of salt? When it is invented, when it is formed, you can go and search. It was not there. It's a recent finding, a recent invention. Maybe few centuries. Sugar, it won't be there. For sour test, you now use tomatoes. So that is ready-made, it is not. There is a sour test in those. In the same way, there will be fruits of whatever test you want. You just put some of the juice into it and it will become the test. So this is golden age. A new age where we are entering. So everything will become what? Automatic. Everything will become natural. Nature, natural. So Baba is saying in golden age, everything works with automatic energy. So the work should start at the level of energy. It's not about food. It's not about any other thing. We just have to work on energy. And what are the sources of energy? There are four sources of energy in the universe. Only four sources. What are they? The first, soul itself is a source of energy. So you have to make it. You have to unleash the energy which is within it. Unplug the energy of the soul. The soul has got infinite potential. We have yet not tapped it fully. It is yet untapped. Soul is a great power, a mighty dynamite. It's a bomb, and the power in the soul comes when the impurities are removed. And the most powerful soul in the world is the most purest soul. The purer the soul, the powerful it becomes. So the basic thing needed for power is purity. Not just the vices, the waste, the negative. So get rid of the waste. Last Sunday there was a murli on purity. Spiritual attraction, create that. And Maya will become waste for you. And Maya will lose all its attraction for you. Wear the crown of purity. Take the blessing of purity. Create pure love. Create pure relationships. Create pure drishti and vritti. Experiment purity on sorrow and pain of your body. That's what Baba said. A time will come when doctors, hospitals and medicines would fail you. And your power of purity will become the healing power. Not just for you, but for others. So purity is the great force and energy. The purer the soul, the easier it is to concentrate. The easier it is to concentrate, the easier it is to garner knowledge. The easier we gain knowledge, the wisdom grows. And mind becomes powerful. So the first source of energy in the universe is soul. But if it is tainted, stained, even though powerful, it does not give you that power. Because gold is there, and if that gold is covered with dirt or dust, it will not shine. The task is to remove the dirt, the dust. The diamond is there, but it is covered. Remove those coverings. The thing is already there. The soul is already shining. The soul has got that potential, that innate impurity within it. Remove all the impurities. This is the task of all the yoga practices that we do. To purify ourselves. To purify the mind. Pure mind. Purification of the mind. Chitta Shuddhi. Shauch. In Sanskrit they call it Shauch. Shuchita. Suchita is the purification of inside and outside. Purification of the layers of subconscious mind. And sages down the ages have tried to do this purification. So the goal of our spiritual life is total purification. The goal of our spiritual life is to attain that highest level of self-purification, chitta shuddhi. Anything which is coming in the way of this process is the obstacle. And we need to devise methods and means to remove that. The second great power in the world is Supreme Soul, God. Soul itself is powerful, but when it is linked with the higher power, it becomes all the more powerful. This is the second source of power in the universe. All healing can take place through the power of the soul. And when the power of the Supreme Soul is attached, the power doubles. So all impossible works can happen with these two powers combined together. The third greatest source of power is Supreme Abode, the sixth element. Baba says, remember my home, remember your home. One is to remember me, another is to remember the place. Why this sixth element is so powerful? It doesn't come in, it doesn't degrade. There is no degradation of the sixth element. Just as the five elements degrade, this remains eternal. It doesn't require sun, the moon, nothing it requires. Na tad bhashayate surya na shashanko na pavaka. It doesn't require anything. It is above everything. This element is the eternal detached observer. This element is very vast. It encompasses so many souls in it. And all those souls are so pure. So souls give energy to the element, or this element gives energy to the soul? No, this is the question. You can churn this. So this is a very pure element. Just as here, there is a difference in the vibrations of railway station and a temple. Definitely, there must be some difference, or a great difference, in the vibrations of the earth and the vibrations of Paramdham, the Supreme Abode, the land of silence. It has remained untainted by body. No body has ever entered here, only the soul. So how much purity, the high level of purity must be there in this Supreme Abode. So when you go to Supreme Abode, it is not just to remember the Father. There are some other things also which you have to do. Just stay there, enjoy the beauty, the fragrance, the music, the soundless music of Supreme Abode. So this also has got some healing power. This also has got healing power. Healing is very small thing. Many things it can do. That's why this practice of going in the Supreme Abode and staying there and spending a lot of time in the Supreme Abode. And what is the size and shape of Supreme Abode? There is no size and there is no shape. It is infinite. We draw this diagram. This is Supreme Abode. This is subtle world and this is earth. Okay. If somebody asks you, what is above this? What answers we have? We have no answer. If you are showing this is about this and this is about this, then there must be something about that, definitely. In fact, it is not like this. This is the cut section of something else. This is Supreme Soul, Shiva Baba. And this is the Paramdham. And then somewhere here is the subtle world and somewhere here is the earth. This is the cut section. If you take this as a Shiva Baba is the center, and these are the souls, everywhere, above, below, all sides. It's not that this side or that side. Souls We show Paramdham like this, no? So what is here then? There's nothing there. It's like this. The center is here. And there might be so many things. So wherever the five elements and this Brahma meet, there is a mixture of two colors. That is subtle world. So this is the third energy. And which is the fourth energy? Five elements. These five elements are very powerful. Very, very powerful. Even now in this Kali Yuga, the five elements are very powerful. If you can, when you learn to derive energy from the five elements, what is that energy known as? Cosmic energy or? Prana. So when you start living off prana, something else happens in the body. So these people are known as pranic people, pranic energy. So this prana is not air. This prana is not the breath. It is something else which is there, prevalent everywhere, pervading the whole universe. And it is also very powerful. So five elements and this prana. The sun, the prana you can derive from sun, from the earth, ground prana. So these are the four great sources of energy. So in Satyug, in Golden Age, everything would be automatic. So that practice should begin from now. To move from the artificial to the natural. To move from everything which is not our nature to what is our nature. And our basic pure nature is soul and all the things which are in soul. So when you move more and more towards your natural nature, things will become easy. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. The group from Germany has to perform many wonders. Those of you from Germany have to prepare such a group that in the future they will become instruments to serve you. In Satyug, everything works with automatic energy. Souls who have come in contact with you in Germany will become the instruments for such work. You will become masters, but those souls who are in contact with you will become instruments. Those of you from Germany have to do a lot of service. Children, when you remain courageous, the father helps you. Continue to serve those who have come in contact with you. Avyakta Murli, 14th January 1984. Om Shanti.